Episode 537, Be a Student of Life.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you doing? It's so good to see you. Oh, can I just give you a big squeeze? I have missed you so much. It seems like forever since we last chatted. I am absolutely delighted that you are here and that you're spending time with me. Thank you so much. It's like girl time. I love girl time, especially days like today when we don't really have to think about things. We can just inspire one another and we can hang out with one another. That's what life is all about, isn't it? Well, we're chatting about that today. Be a student of life. What is a student of life? Have you ever thought about that? No, it's not where you go to college and get this degree saying I'm going to be a student of life, but it's really about being a lifelong learner. Dr. Seuss says this, and I have to tell you, I love Dr. Seuss. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. Be a student of life. Older doesn't mean wiser unless you choose to be a student of life. How scary would it be for you to know everything? I don't think it would be very heartwarming. Conversations would be no longer like interesting. They'd be really boring. Why have relationships? Because you know everything. You wouldn't have to have another partner to balance yourself out because you would already be perfectly balanced. You'd have all the answers to all the mathematical problems ever. You would know all of science and a recipe book. You wouldn't need a cookbook ever. That sounds really kind of boring. There'd be no more searching on the web, and imagine what social media would look like. Boring. Because you would have done everything. You know everything. You may choose not to do things because you already know it. You were created to be a student of life. When you approach life with a student's mindset, you become more appreciative of what's around you. It's like experiencing your first puppy dog. Do you remember your first puppy dog? I can remember my first puppy dog. And when you think about how cute he was and the eyes and how soft his fur was. And now you get a puppy dog and it's like, oh yeah, I've kind of known. But if you come with the student's mindset, it's like, oh my gosh, he's absolutely adorable. And you start to talk in this weird voice. Have you noticed that? We all do it. Or is it just me? Okay, maybe I'm the crazy one. But you know, you look at that first baby. When you hold your first baby in your arms. Or maybe you've held a newborn baby and you're just like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. Whether it's yours or somebody else's, there's nothing like it. What about buying your first home? When you have that student's mindset and you approach life that way, you begin to think deeper. Your values become more prevalent. You actually become more settled in who you are. That older is wiser is true then. You lose the side of cockiness because what? You don't know it all. Even though you may have a friend you know who knows it all and they act like they know it all the time, you don't want to hang around those kind of people, do you? No. You are careful not to become too overconfident when you have a student's mindset. By being a student of life, it brings balance to the constant of change. The constant in your life is change. You may get up every single morning and brush your teeth, but you don't get up every single morning the exact same way. You may rub your left eye instead of your right eye. You may step down with your left foot instead of your right foot. You may decide that you're not going to take a shower that morning because you slept in and you hit the snooze 3 times. Every morning is not exactly the same. But we don't really stop long enough to say, wow, what could I do to change things up? Because change is a constant in my life. So how can I change my change? Be a student of life. That's why I love what Dr. Seuss says. You have the brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. When you're a student of life, you get to do that. You have that opportunity. So when you're sitting here in your mid-30s or your 40s and you're going, oh my gosh, what do I want to be when I grow up? I should be losing my mind that I'm even thinking this. I should already know what I want to do when I grow up. I thought I already had a career, but maybe I don't have a career. Why am I thinking these thoughts? Because you are a student of life. But we don't put our finger on it because we're almost afraid of it. Because if we know what we're talking about, then there's nothing to fear. Wow. Is that not awesome? It takes fear out of the equation. Be a student of life. You're going to laugh a little easier too because the frustration is sidelined. Your focus is on the new, the beginning. It's a gift every day to be a student of life. When I'm on my runs, I know now this is going to sound crazy, but I run in my neighborhood most of the time. And I have the way I run is it's in a full circle, but it's basically a mile. And so I run the same way and I see my path and I know what's in my path. And I do multiple laps. Well, there'll be days that it'll rain. And of course, we're in the rural countryside and we get lots of earthworms that decide to, ooh, hello, here I am. And they're out all over the pavement. And I will sit there. And as I'm running, okay, I don't sit there, but as I'm running and I run by them, I'll see them and I know exactly where they are and see how far they get across from the side of the road to the middle of the road. And by the time I'm on my cool down, I actually will stop and take the worm and move it away and put it into safety. I look at that as if it's brand new. It has a life all of its own. And if I treat it like my very first worm that I get to take care of and not bait on a fish hook with my grandpa, then it becomes so much, it's so heartwarming. It's delightful. It brings me joy. Now, I will stop on my run every once in a while. If there's like a bigger animal in the middle of the road and I need to go like help it along, I've done that before. I've seen geese go and they're crossing and it's kind of busy traffic and I'll go and kind of get behind them and kind of scoot them along so they go a little bit faster so the cars don't get a little upset. Most cars don't hit the geese, but still, I want them to get over to safety. Be a student of life. You're going to smile so much more. It's a gift. Every day is a gift. Every moment is a gift. Be mesmerized, amazed, and fascinated by each moment. That's how you begin to be in the presence of your journey. The question that comes up all the time is, oh my gosh, how do I handle all this change? Life is an adventure. Jump in today and be a student of life. Don't wait. If you have to, pretend you're a child all over again. Whatever you have to do to bring you into that mindset of this is new. I don't know everything in life. I have a whole library on two different levels of my house. The children come in and say, Mom, how many more books can you bring into this room? I don't know, but I'm working on about 20 more. I keep on my Amazon account, I keep a list of books going as to what I want to bring in next. And you know, most of the time I can't read them cover to cover. I read section to section or I highlight. I sometimes read like my mom taught me, front to or back to front. Start from the rear and move your way to the front. Because what they really want to tell you is near the back. They do. So don't start at the front. Go to the rear. Learn the secret stuff first. Then you can work backwards and see why they did it that way. Be a student of life. You're going to be a lot more excited. You're going to have more smiles. And guess what? That means you're just going to look cuter. You're going to look cuter in those yoga pants. You're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to be standing taller. You're going to say, you know what? I feel good about what I'm doing. Even though I don't know what I want to be when I grow up, and I think I want to do something different. I want to be an entrepreneur. I don't even know what an entrepreneur is, but it sounds really cool. I'm going to go out and do that. I want to start my own blog. I haven't written in years, but I'm going to start writing. Be a student of life. Engage yourself is what that means. Don't sit on the sidelines and be a spectator. It's time for you to get in the game of life. When you do that, you're beginning to learn the secret of presence. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.